It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Here we go, podcast time. Brock and Hunter do the podcast every day. We do the podcast time.
Is that our theme song?
I like to change it up. I like to keep people guessing on what exactly our theme song is. Hold on. I got all these the stupid notifications for messages. Sorry,
What are you, popular?
I'm so popular, bro.
It's like I'm getting them too, huh?
Oh, you just send them to yourself, though.
Yeah.
What a loser.
People want to get a hold of me.
That's right.
You know?
It's your debt collectors. Well, it's Friday, so we're going to do five facts, five opinions for a Friday.
Absolutely.
I love this just because we get to learn stuff and we get to BS about stuff. Yeah. So your first fact of five. The U.S. Senate has a tradition since 1968 called the candy desk, where the senator who sits in a specific seat near the door keeps a desk drawer full of candy for other members. It's currently held by Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania. You know, instead of getting work done, let's spend some time making sure we know who's at the candy desk. You know what? That pisses me off. You guys don't deserve candy, okay? You've done a crap job running this country.
You're absolutely right. You know what? I'm just going to put it out there. It's a podcast, and I don't care. Candy's not for the adults there, Brock. You know what the Senate's doing now.
Yeah.
It's candy to lure them to Epstein's Island.
Oh, Jesus. Good God, Hunter.
You know? I'm sick of the government. I'm sick of these guys, dude, this weird shit going on. I'm serious. These people are running the country.
Yeah.
Like
I said, this
I
is what
up.
They... I'm glad they got time to horse around and make sure, oh, Pat, you know, the government's shut down from time to time. You know, they just don't do their job, so they shut it down. But don't worry, we got a designated candy desk there in the Senate. Bunch of jokers
is
there, dude.
Anything that has to do with the government, I just tune it out now.
Dude, it's...
I'm just sick of you... here we go. Here we go. I'm sick of you old people bitching like little children.
Yeah.
About my president, my president, your president.
You're not doing it.
You know what? Yeah. You suck. Nobody cares about your opinion. Yeah. I'm sorry. Just, you know, when you start screaming and crying.
We need a shake-up in the government.
Absolutely.
Is what we need.
We thought Trump was going to do it.
You and I. Yeah, but he's just another old, rich, white guy.
He is. Can't we have somebody cool with good morals who can speak well? Well, look in the eye and you look at him back and you're like, you know what? This guy's telling the truth.
The problem is, in order to get to that presidential level, you've had to have been in politics or at least a figure, and you don't get to that level without sacrificing your soul in some way, shape, or form.
You know what?
Even the people with the best intentions. You know?
You know, it's wild. It sounds crazy. It sounds, Hunter, you are ridiculous by saying this. But you know what? It would work, and I guarantee you'd be a better president than what we've had in the past.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, he'd be fantastic.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The guy is morally sound.
Well, I tell you, with...
And he works his ass off, dude.
I don't want to get into a huge political thing, but I will say the only, and don't take, one of the best things about Trump becoming president, I was going to say one of the only good things, but that makes it sound, again, I'm not saying yay or nay towards him, but an interesting thing and something that we'll see maybe come from this is non-career politicians putting their hats in the ring for it and being accepted by the public, if that makes sense. With someone like Dwayne Johnson, who is popular, who's, you know, does charitable things, who is not a career politician, isn't swayed by big oil or big pharma or, you know, doesn't have lobbyists, he's popular enough that he could maybe have a decent go at it.
And he's that popular for making good decisions.
Yeah.
Day by day.
Except for the movie The Tooth Fairy. That was terrible.
Tooth Fairy was terrible.
He should not have done that.
There was another terrible
one. Or was that Vin Diesel? No, he was Tooth Fairy, right?
Yeah, he's
Vin
Tooth
Diesel
Fairy.
Was he was a babysitter.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, the babysitters. I don't know.
But yeah, it'd be interesting. But either way, yeah. Like I said, how about we stop worrying about who's got the candy and maybe about taking care of our crumbling healthcare system and, you know.
I'm just sick of the old dude in a suit with white hair. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm just sick of it.
Making a ton of money and doing nothing. All right, let's move on that before we get too deep in that
Damn
one.
Damn it.
Fact number two, New York City was the capital of the U.S. during the first 2 years George Washington was president, and Philadelphia was the capital for the next six. The capital wasn't officially D.C. until 3 years after he was out of office.
Well, I didn't know you could change.
Yeah.
Why isn't New York the capital?
New York sucks.
It's the OG, isn't it?
No. You got to go farther. No, New York's not the OG city. New York sucks, dude. There's bums pooping on the street, and there's garbage everywhere. There's like a few nice spots, and one it's crazy expensive there.
Oh yeah,
crazy expensive. Honestly,
what do they have, like 9 billion people on that island too?
New York. I've been to it, and I was like, okay, that's cool, but I don't go crazy. Like, oh, you got to go to New York.
Yeah, I'll visit and leave.
Yeah, you know what's great? New Jersey.
No.
Nothing really on the eastern seaboard. I really have any interest in going to. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it starts at Florida and it goes up to what? Vermont?
Yeah.
Maybe Vermont. Go get some maple syrup or something like that. Fact number three, opinion number three, Michael Jordan originally wanted to endorse Adidas, not Nike. But Adidas passed on signing him because the executives felt he was too short to impress people.
What?
He's 6'6", by the way. They wanted 7-footers. Way to go, Adidas.
You guys blew it.
Oh, my God.
You guys blew it. I hope that guy who turned him down or whatever.
You blew it like a meth head looking for her next score. Man, holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I love that.
Jordan's one of the only billion-dollar athletes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He was too short. They wanted 7-footers.
And you know how he got to that billion-dollar status?
Oh.
His shoes, Adidas, you blew it.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine the Jordan symbol above an Adidas symbol, though?
Dude, it'd be weird.
It would be weird. The Jordan symbol and the Nike go together.
They do.
They go together.
But it's also because that's what we've seen. You know?
Yeah. I'm just picturing it, though. It would look weird.
I hope that haunted those executives for the rest. I hope they got fired, you morons.
You turned down Michael Jordan. It's not like he wasn't that good at the time either.
Yeah.
You morons. You guys are morons.
And then trying to buy him back after like his first ring, like good luck with that.
Michael Jordan's a dick. He ain't going to go back.
No,
he'll never, ever even consider putting something Adidas on.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
You blew it. All right. Fact number four, opinion number four. Mozart wrote the song A Vos Dirige Ma Man, which became the tune for Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Ba Ba Black Sheep, and the Alphabet Song.
Nice.
Twinkle.
What is Mozart?
Mozart. He's the composer.
The composer?
Yeah, he was the deaf composer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or was that Bach?
I don't know. I just said okay because I just move on.
Are you not a classical guy?
You know, I do like that symphony music.
Oh, yeah. Amadeus. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
So it was a dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was like a type of music.
I'm trying to think of what you would know him. I'm terrible. I'm not very good with classical music. Let's see what his big hits were. Look at the youngster Mozart.
Oh, my God. What a weird time. The pictures these people taking, some of the clothing.
Let's see. I want to see what his hits were. I'm sure you know him.
You know, like the way that dude is dressed.
Yeah.
You think if he showed up in like a Nike outfit, they would look at you like, would they look at you like an alien, or would they look at you like, God, look at that ugly attire you got?
Symphony number 40.
Nobody cares.
The Magic Flute.
Nobody cares. Who cares about Mozart? What year was that?
A long time ago. He was born in 1756.
Yeah, you know what?
And he died in 1791.
Let's just get rid of this 1700s. Nobody cares.
Just
so long ago.
Wipe it up the history books.
Seriously. No, who cares?
I love it.
1700s.
All right, well, let's move on because you're angry at Mozart. Fact number five, opinion number five. God, I hate that Mozart.
I know, I used to get angry at anything.
Yeah, shut up, Mozart, you moron.
You suck.
The New York Times hasn't endorsed a Republican for president since Eisenhower in 1956. What a dumb fact to end.
What a stupid fact. Who cares?
This has been the worst one.
God, people are putting this together for us. Seriously, another political.
Yeah,
who
there was a
cares?
Lot of who cares?
Do you got a fact?
Do I have a fact?
We got to finish on something good.
A pig's orgasm can last up to 30 minutes.
See, that's a great fact.
That's a great fact, isn't it? I wish
and
I was a
dude,
pig.
Unbelievable. Could you imagine?
Wee, wee, wee.
30 minutes.
Yeah, 30-minute orgasm.
Like, it would get painful after a while, wouldn't it?
Just slinging ropes for 30 minutes.
You filled to the brim? Jeez, dude. I can't believe you just said... We named this pig Peter. Peter North. Peter
Why?
North the pig.
Peter North the pig. Get out of here, Peppa Pig. Here comes Peter North the pig. The pig. Oh, my God.
Having his 30-minute orgasm. Minutes. You know how long 30 minutes is?
Yeah.
Dude, holy cow.
It's 31 whole minutes. Yeah, it's a long time.
Now, is that like on the dot?
I don't know. I think you get up to 30 minutes, yeah. I don't know if I'd want one that long.
Dude, I would probably. You know how exhausted you would be?
Yeah, you would be exhausted. Yeah.
You'd be smoking the cig during the orgasm.
All right.
Oh, God! You could smoke a whole pack.
You could, man.
You know? 30 minutes.
How many socks would you go through?
Oh, dude. Yeah. A lot. And they'd be soccer socks. You know what? What if you could take a pill that would do that? I mean, there's pills that help you. But what if you took a pill, a doctor was like, this right here.
30 minutes.
This blue pill.
Yeah.
This sky blue pill.
I don't. I'd try it probably once, but I don't know.
I think he would die.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Think about how you feel after an orgasm.
Just that brief second.
Just
dude.
That poof. Whoa.
Dude, it's a mind-blowing experience.
Yeah. Endorphins firing. I mean, good God. Pass
30
out.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how many... Imagine the kid that... You know, when you were in sixth grade or whenever you did it for the first time, you know, you discovered that part about
your life.
I don't
want to bring kids into this conversation.
Well, I'm just saying yourself. Like, imagine.
My first time whacking it.
Yeah.
And it's 30 minutes. I'd go cry. Mom, something's wrong!
No, what would happen? Mom would, honey, just a minute. I mean, imagine the cleanup. What happened in here? It's destroyed. Sorry, Mom. I know, this is terrible. We took a terrible direction on this. Hey, you know, it's a better ending than some stupid vice president fact.
Oh, my God. Perfect. That's a perfect ending to a perfect day, Hunter. 30-minute orgasms.
There we go.
It's ruined in here.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to start now.
I'll just let it run for the... All right, everybody. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.100 FM dial.
You sound like Don Vito almost. Dude, that was like 15 seconds.
We're sorry.
Imagine 30 minutes.
We're sorry for molesting your ears for the last 12 minutes. Oh. Good God.